María.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost. We are, like I used to say, we are Easter people celebrating the power of the Pentecost. So we are in the Pentecost season still, and also towards the end of June. 6 months has already passed from us in this year. Thank God that we are able to join together and worship together and without masks now. Thank God for that. God has given us the freedom to worship together as we will be celebrating our freedom next Sunday. Thank you all for joining here and also online. Announcements are listed at the on the second page of your bulletin. If you want to turn to that with me, we continue to do the ministry with the Georgia Mountain Food Bank by collecting in cash and in kind. If you have items to donate, we have the bin at the back. Please donate. Bring it over to the front of the church after service, or during the weekdays we can drop it off at the door.
Yeah.
Right, so we check the door, we can drop it off the door during the weekdays. My book is still available for sale at $10. The proceeds will benefit our missions from this church. And you have the address listed there for those who are remote to mail in your communications and donations as well. We will be celebrating the birthdays and anniversaries or any other celebrations that we celebrated in our life during the month of June. We will have a special prayer after the greeting time for that. And as we always do on the celebration Sunday today, we have our monthly luncheon. So please join us after service at the back. I already started seeing people bringing food. So we have a lot of food. So please stay back. And all of those who are been missed in the past, please join us. That's a good time of fun and fellowship. Get to know each other and praise God for the blessings that we have. And the cooking class and the art classes are going really well. We have a July 10th Saturday at 10 o'clock. We have a cooking class. The community is invited to do that as well, to join. We have a volunteer doing some kind of a chicken, I don't know what that is. It's called baked chicken, tastes like fried chicken. So whatever that means, please join us at 10 o'clock on Saturday, July 10th. We will cook here and demonstrate the cooking and teach how to do it. And then we will eat together after that cooking class. And the art class is on the third Saturday, the 17th. Wayne, our pianist, also will be leading that. He's been a teacher for many years, so he's very good at teaching how to draw, and he's getting into drawing portraits now, I believe. So we'll be drawing each other, I guess.
He's trying his best.
He started with the eyes, which is a good thing. So that was good. So please join us on 17th July at 10 o'clock on Saturday here at the Fellowship Hall. We have a great class which is very relaxing and therapeutic. If you have a lot of stresses in your life, it's 2 hours, you can take that out of your mind and concentrate on something. There will not be Sunday school next Sunday. We will be celebrating the Independence Day. Many of us are traveling. So please note that there will be no Sunday school at 9:45. We still have the Finance Committee meeting on the second Sunday, July 11th, after service. Those of you who are on the Finance Committee, please stay back after service for a few minutes so we can discuss some of the plans for the future regarding our finances. The attendance and collections are listed at the bottom of your bulletin for your continued prayer and participation of the church. Thank you for all of your participation in various ways, in your giving, in your service, and your time and energy. Anything that you commit to the church is valuable in front of God and for this church. So thank you for all of your support for the church, and help pray that God will continue to work through us and in us for the good of this community and also the good of the world around us. God has given us a mission for the past 100 or more years in this corner of the city, with a purpose. So we are now holding that purpose and mission in our hands in this generation. The past generations have passed. They did a good job in keeping it up. So now it is in our hands, and we have to take it up and run with it boldly. So pray that God will give us the strength and the courage to take it forward and continue to do God's mission in this community. Are there any other announcements?
Pastor, I just wanted to add, for July 4th next week, we're going to have some really awesome music that Wayne's put together for us. So be here if you can be here. You will enjoy all the music next week, I promise.
And bring some of your friends and families as well. We will be celebrating really the independence next Sunday. Wayne has put together a very good musical treat for us. Any other announcements? Anybody? We have James Rogers visiting back us today. And nice to have you here today. Please, during our fellowship times, go and say hi to him. And thank you for coming and being with us today.
And that other visitor, is it Barrington? Is that you, man?
Good morning.
Churches, you visit a lot of other people.
Thank you all for joining. So please feel free to move around a little bit our fellowship time, because I missed that time. So don't be tied up too much. Let us get out of that COVID thing. I believe the whole church is vaccinated, except maybe one or two, but feel free a little bit more. God is good. So let us be thankful for that. If there are no other announcements, let us stand for the opening hymn, which is God Whose Love Is Reigning Over Us. In the hymnal it is number 100. You can follow that on the screen as well. Please stand for the opening hymn if you are able.
God Whose Love Is Reigning Over Us, Source of all the ending truth. Hear the universal chorus, raised in joyful praise to you. Alleluia, alleluia, worship and chant, worship. God from nature bringing, springtime green and autumn cold, mountains, streams like children singing, ocean waves like thunderbolt. Alleluia, alleluia, as creation stand in store. Holy God of ancient glory, choosing man and woman too, Abram's faith and Sarah's story, born the people bound to you. Alleluia, alleluia, to your covenant keep us true. Lift me then on human voices, in the songs that faith would bring. Live we then in human choices, life that like our music sing. Alleluia, alleluia, joined in love our praises ring.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, thank you for this time that you have given us to gather in your name as your children. In this place and also online to worship you and adore you as our Lord and King. You formed and created everything, seen and unseen, from nothing. And we thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. Heavenly Father, we gather here today our hearts are filled with joy and thanksgiving to you. Even when we have troubles and sickness and pains in our lives, you have been there with us through our troubles and our pains. And thank you for the peace that you bring into our lives every day. You are our comforter, you are our counselor, and you give us peace in times of troubles. Thank you for always being there listening to us and guiding us every day. We come before you as your children in the boldness that you answer our prayers and our praises you will accept. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven who praise you today. Let your presence fill our hearts and minds today, and your Holy Spirit empower us as we go from this place, that we will be filled with your love and compassion and mercy that will be spreading from our lives to this world. Bless us today with your presence, Lord, and let your people be blessed and your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting time now. We can stand up and greet each other in Christian love. And also online, we can say hi to each other.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Martha. Thanks for joining. Good morning, Jan and Harry. Thanks for joining. Hey, Bob and Kathy, good morning. Nice to see you, Bob.
Just don't step on her feet like you do us at home.
There's a lot of business, but I have to spend time with other people. There was a point in time in my life when I had 10 employees, and we might be working on the just extension of my time. I spent a lot of time with it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do the birthday prayer now.
Okay.
Celebration.
Okay.
So as you are getting seated, what a great time that we have together here. It's a blessing to be together. And on the last Sunday of the month, we celebrate anniversaries and birthdays and also any other celebrations that we have this month as a church, and thank God for all the blessings that He gives us. So today we will have a special prayer for those who are celebrating special things today. Anyone have any birthdays or anniversaries this month that they celebrated?
Yeah.
Mackenzie had her
happy birthday.
Ivy turned 9 on the 18th, and Ian turned 16 on the 16th.
Oh, well, happy birthday, you guys.
Can you say that again? I got lost.
My grandson turned 13 on June.
What's his name?
Josh.
G-Y. G-Y, okay.
And then my Donna, she had her birthday on the 18th. Then we had the birth on the 12th.
Give me the names again, baby. And Gay and David and then? Kathy. Sorry, okay. Anybody else?
Haley and Kyle had a wedding anniversary.
All right.
Number 10.
Big 10.
Yeah, she's telling me I had a birthday on June 1st, this month. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Any others? Any special items other than birthdays or any special awards or... Dean has something.
Oh, yeah. So my rugby team went to Nationals the 16th through the 19th. And we made 5th in the country.
Awesome. All right. Awesome.
That's great news. Any others to celebrate? If you can turn with me to page 403, take your hymnals and take. Let us have a prayer together. For True Life, 403, we'll pray that prayer together. 403. Let's pray this prayer together. Govern all by thy wisdom, O Lord, so that my soul may always be serving thee as thou dost will and not as I may choose. Do not punish me, I beseech thee, by granting that which I wish or ask. If it offend thy love, which would always live in me, let me die to myself that I may serve thee. Let me live to thee who in thyself art the true life. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Loving God, you are the giver of light and life, and we thank you for your gifts of life, love, family and friends and fellowship and church. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We pray for and thank for all those who have celebrated many celebrations during this month, particularly those who have celebrated their birthdays and anniversaries. We thank you for a new year in their lives. Particularly we lift up Mackenzie, Ivy, Dean, Gay and Avid, Kathy, and also Kyle and Haley on their anniversary. And also we thank you for the good news and the victory that gave to Dean's rugby team. And we thank you for all of these blessings with joyful hearts, Lord. We thank you for all these past blessings in these people's lives, and we pray for your continual mercies on them as they step into your new year. Renew them with your blessing and that they will enjoy many, many happy years, and cover them with your love and comfort them with your joyful presence, Lord, and confirm them in their hope. May the Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith and fill them with their love and service for you and for others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. So now the choir will be singing the special Love Lifted Me. You can follow that on the screen as well. I was singing deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep in sin, sinking to rise no more, like the master of the sea.
again. Give it to him, I plead. In his blessed presence, ever his grace to sing. Thou so mighty and so true, merit my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. So sin major, look above, Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, and as his will obey. He your Savior wants to be, he said today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 70, verses 1 through 5.
Be pleased, O God, to deliver me.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life.
Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my pain.
Let them turn back because of their shame who say, aha, aha.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
But I am poor and in need. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As a church family, we lift up our prayers of praises and thank God for the blessings that we receive. And also we lift up our prayers of concerns and burdens that worry us, that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will, which is much better than our time and our will. And God has promised that he will answer our prayers. So with that boldness and the trusting in the promise of the scripture, we go to God in prayer, raising our prayers of praises and also prayers of concerns now. If you turn with me to the back of the bulletin, the regular prayer items are listed there for your continued prayer. For these items, use this as a list in your regular prayer desk or study desk and pray for these items daily and people and items daily. There are some call outs that we want to make from this list and also outside. Penny has been sick, you know, our pianist. Do you know the latest about her?
When I talked to her last, she was still had sore throat, laryngitis.
Okay, please keep Penny in our prayers for complete healing.
I'd like to add Melissa Pilcher. She's been dealing with some respiratory problems since Sunday. Lots of coughing.
Yes, and Harry and Jan are online. Harry had a problem, had to be taken to the hospital this week, but everything turned out to be okay. Jan, do you want to add anything?
Yeah.
Hey, Harry.
I wanted to say that prayer works. I couldn't find the pastor's phone number, So I texted Gail, and what could have been, you know, we're going in and look-see. That can give you good news or bad. In our case, it was good, and I credit the prayers that were done on Harry's behalf, and of course I credit the Lord. But thank you, Gail, in the background there. I know she's there somewhere.
She's there.
And thank you also, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. And Martha, are you online? We have been praying for you.
Yes, I'm online. I haven't gotten my results yet. It'll be next week. But I do want to lift up my grandson, Connor, who is 16. He collapsed Friday and was taken to the emergency room. And we're thinking at this time he may have had a seizure. So my daughter will be busy getting him into specialists and all, but please lift him up. We really got scared. We thought we were going to lose him.
Okay. We'll keep Connor in our prayers and also Martha in our prayers. As we have been praying for her, we need to pray constantly for her to have a good news for the results that she's waiting on. Above all, we pray for peace in her life, and all those people are affected by various illnesses, to have peace in their lives and their dear ones.
Carol did not feel like coming today, but she made herself get ready, so put her in there.
God made me get dressed.
Yeah.
She looks
like pray for you, Carol, and also for you, Wayne.
And remember Jack, his heart rate is real low.
Oh, Jack?
Yes.
Okay. And Eddie seems to be recovering, but I haven't heard any bad news or any worse news. So
I haven't heard.
No news is good news. So continue to pray for Eddie.
Pastor, I need to add a blessing with a prayer attached. Ingrid, girl I work with, just had a new baby boy Friday morning at 5 a.m. And he's healthy and has 10 toes and 10 fingers. His name is Miguel. And we pray for that new baby and pray for the first time mama and hope that everything goes well and she can get back to work soon because we need her.
Is Monica still in our prayer list?
Monica is still on our prayer list, my boss, yes. She's,
she has stuff.
Yeah, she has some health issues and she traveled to Michigan. She has an elderly mother with lots of health issues, so on top of her not feeling well Wednesday and going home early, she had to travel to Michigan this weekend to see her mother. So.
Okay. And Gene Brown, is he doing okay?
I have not talked with him this week. Did you?
I did once. He says he's doing well. He don't get out much, he said, because, you know, it says it's pretty hot down there. But they did get a little bit of rain.
Okay.
Other than that,
any other prayer requests? And we know we have been trying to get Gene, who has been a long time pastor here, and James just told me that he was here when Pastor Gene Brown was here. We are trying to get him to speak or come and preach to this church if his health allows, or at least preach to us through the Zoom. We are trying to work it out. Please pray about that at some point.
Don't forget to pray for the families that's in that rubbish in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
South Florida.
Amen.
Let's pray for those people.
Any other special requests or items to lift up in prayer?
Our son-in-law has cancer. And just found out he had it. So, Tim Takers.
Tim, how do you?
Tankersley. You can
forget the Tankersley. Okay. Let us continue to pray for our nation. You know that we are celebrating our independence day next week. At the same time, we need to keep our country in our regular prayers for unity and peace, and also the leaders of our country, president, cabinet, and lawmakers and governors, so that they can make the right decisions and also things that they do that affect our lives daily, so that God will give them the wisdom to follow God's will. Let us also keep that in our prayers. Let us continue to pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, our grocery workers and delivery workers, postal workers, a lot of people working for us behind the scenes, a lot of them putting their lives at risk for us. Let us be thankful for their services. At the same time, lift them up every day in our prayers for their safety and their families. Are there any special call-outs? If there are none, we'll go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, do not worry about anything, but with thanksgiving, submit your request to God, and God will meet all of our needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we come before You as Your children, trusting in Your promise that You listen to all of our prayers and answer our prayers according to Your time and Your will. Thank You for the gift of life with all the joys and blessings that You give us. In spite of our unfaithfulness, You have been faithful to us, Lord. We thank You for our health and strength in our bodies, the opportunity to gather together here and also online to worship together freely, and also the opportunity to share our burdens together and lift each other up. We thank You for all the blessings You give us through this church and our fellowship here. At the same time, we come before You as many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our souls and our spirit. But You are the source of all healing and all comfort, and You are the one who can make us whole. The scripture we read, even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we find ourselves lonely, You are our friend. And when we go through sorrows and loss, You give us comfort and peace. And we lift up those who need Your healing, Lord. We pray that You will touch them with Your healing hand and comfort those who are in distress and strengthen those who are weak. We particularly pray for those who have been lifted up here. Especially we pray for Eddie. We pray for Martha as she is waiting for the results. As a church unitedly, we one spirit, we pray that You will give her the good results that we are praying for. We pray for Penny as she is recovering from her sickness. Continue to be with her and her family. We thank You for bringing Carol today to our service and also in our choir, even though she was not feeling well. Continue to be with her and heal her and strengthen her body and in spirit. We pray for Harry as he had to go to the hospital, and he has come back with some good news. At the same time, he has still some healing to do. We pray that You will heal him, Lord. Above all, we pray for comfort and peace during this time in his life and Jan's life as well. We pray for Jack. He's on our midst today. We had been praying for him. We pray that You will continue to be with him. And we heard that his heart rate has been low. We know that You are the God of our, You are the creator of our body, who gives us life, and You know what is wrong with our system, and You know how to heal it. We trust in Your promise that You are a healing God. Touch him and heal him, Lord. We pray for Ingrid with a new baby as a new mom. We pray for her and the baby to continue in Your grace and mercy. Pray for Monica as we have been praying for her in her problems with her life situations. Be with her, and above all, we pray for peace in her life and in her family's lives. We also pray for Melissa, who is sick, as we heard today. Heal her, Lord, and touch her with Your healing hand. We pray for Connor, and also we pray for Martha as we have prayed before. Continue to be with Connor as they are going back to the doctor, the diagnosis, and all the treatment plan, that he can continue with the treatment plan and recover back to normal, Lord. We pray for Tim Tangersley also, as we heard about the cancer diagnosis. We pray that your healing hand be upon him. Above all, we pray for peace in his life and his family's lives, Lord. We continue to pray for our former pastor, Gene Brown. Be with him and strengthen him in his body and in his spirit. Bless him, Lord, and thank you for his many years of service for you in this world and also for this church. We pray for the families who are affected by the building collapse in Florida. We pray that you will bless them, and especially the workers that are working to recover from the rubbles. We pray for safety for them, at the same time to have an effective recovery process there, that many more lives will be saved. We pray for those families who are grieving at the death during this time. We pray for your comfort and presence with them at this time, Lord. When we can only pray and we cannot provide the peace that passeth all understanding that comes from you, you are the only one who can provide that. We pray for your mercies upon them at this time. We pray for our nation as a whole at this time for unity and peace, that we will be united in one spirit and as one nation, so that we can lead the world with peace and to a future that holds equality and justice for all around the world. We pray for our president, the cabinet, the lawmakers, the governors, and the mayors, and people who make decisions that affect our lives on a daily basis. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance of the Holy Spirit to guide them daily so that they will do the right things, Lord. Give them health and strength in their bodies. We pray for our service workers, military, police, fire, and our postal workers and delivery people, a lot of people who have been supporting us through this pandemic and also every day. Even when we are shut in and in our homes, they are working outside risking their lives. We thank you for their services, Lord. At the same time, we pray for their safety and their families' safety. Be with us as a church, Lord, as we look forward to your continued guidance for this church and the mission in this community. Guide us in the future, Lord, that we will do great things for you, that people will be blessed in this community and around the world through us. Bless us today as we worship you in truth, so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. In our singing, in our prayers we make, that your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And I got a message from Terry that he's traveling. He's asking for travel mercies. Please keep him in our prayers. Now as the choir sings the offertory songs, the ushers may come forward and take up the offering.
Oh,
Please stand for the Orthodox song.
Praise God from whom our blessings flow. Praise Him, our creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, we understand that you call us to be your stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of all that you have entrusted to us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and give wisely and teach us to share them generously. We also offer ourselves at this time and bring before you as a sacrifice of our own lives to you. May these tithes and offerings bring life and peace to many in this world, in this community, and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we remain standing, we will be reading the scripture taken from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 23 through 31.
I'll go off screen. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, when you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, we pray that you speak to us and through me and to me as well, through your word, so that we will be filled with your power and also know that our prayers are answered regularly by you, and help us, Lord, to trust in that promise. Bless us, Lord, with a humble heart and an obedient spirit, that we will obey and receive your word with humility. Illumine our souls that we can understand the deeper spiritual truths behind your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So I continue to preach on the subject of prayer, because prayer is very important, just as reading the scripture is. In reading the scripture, through the scripture, God communicates to us, and through prayer, we communicate to God. So these two are very important links that we need to keep in our daily lives, that we are connected to God through the scripture and our prayer. It is a personal experience that we have to have in our lives, reading scripture and praying. But how do we pray and what do we pray? We have heard, thought about it in the last few Sundays. And how much do we pray? Does it matter how much or how long we pray? Things like that. But today I wanted to talk about timely prayer. How do we pray timely? Sometimes we miss the boat and pray a little too late. As a little boy was seen in the church praying very fervently one Sunday, unusually. And he was saying something repeatedly while he was praying, apparently. And the pastor noticed it. And he went closer to him and he heard that he was praying. He was saying like, New York, New York, New York, continuously while he's repeating. And the pastor tapped his shoulders and asked him, young man, I was pleased to see you praying so devoutly, but tell me, why do you keep saying New York? Is there something happening in New York that we need to pray about? And the boy replied, well, you see, Pastor, I just finished taking my geography test in school, and I've been praying for the Lord to make New York the capital of the United States. It's a little too late, isn't it? But I think it's a too late of a prayer. But we all laugh at these jokes that we say about these prayers. But I commend the boy's simple faith, because there have been instances in history, if you look back, that capitals of countries have been shifted overnight by kings and emperors without any notice. In fact, New York was the capital of the United States at one time. How many of you know? Yeah, from 1785 to 1790, for 5 years, right after the country was born, there was a big mutiny in Philadelphia that used to be the capital. There was soldiers' mutiny, if you can look it up, and they had to immediately, in a short notice, move the capital from Philly to New York, and it was there for 5 years. So the boy was kind of right, but it was on the wrong years. So the bottom line is that we pray about a lot of things, but timely prayer is very important. God can make a way when there is no way. We know that. He does that every day. When we find ourselves completely closed out and see no way of getting out of situations, God will open a door that you have never imagined or thought about that before. It may be a different way, but God will open something for us when we go through situations like that. And we learn a lot of things in life like that. One of the things I learned through prayer life, in my life, is that we ought to pray always and pray for everything. Don't leave out thinking that some things are little. We mark and grade things, right? These are important things that we will pray to God, and these are little things we don't want to bother God with. God says pray for everything. The scripture tells us that pray for everything and pray continuously. That it is not, like I said before in our sermons, prayer is not to remind God as he forgets things. God never forgets. He will not forget. It is not for God that we pray. It is for us. To remind us who we are and how needy and we are and how weak we are and how much we need God in our lives. So prayer is for us, not for reminding God. God knows everything. But it is for us to strengthen in our faith, to restore our faith when we are drawn back, and to fill with the presence of God in our lives. That is what prayer is for. Jesus said to his disciples in Luke chapter 18, we read that he said, you should always pray. You should always pray. And he told them a parable. You can look it up. And then he taught them how to pray. We will be preaching about the Lord's Prayer in one of these Sundays. So continuously pray and always pray for everything. But praying a little late, we have talked about, I think I have preached about the rich man and Lazarus, the story that Jesus said about the rich man and a poor man who was living at his door for years. And the rich man and Lazarus as the poor man who was at the door as a beggar, both of them died. And the poor man, Lazarus, went and taken to Abram's side, while the rich man, who lived in splendor and glory in this world, was taken to Hades, or the place of torment as we see it. So when I looked at it, the story, the place of torment, is dependent on how you find torment in your lives. For people in the United States, you don't know, if you go to a country like India or in Asian countries where there's no running water in many places, that is torment for some of us, right? So it's relative, compare that. So it is not about fire and burning and all of that stuff, but it is about those things that we take for granted when they're taken away from us, can become torment for us. So think about that. But my point is not that, that was aside the fact, but he went to this place of torment and started praying to Father Abraham. If you can remember the story, he said, "Have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this place." Then Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. Besides all of this, there is a big gap between us, and nobody can come from this place to your place or your place to our place. You cannot cross from one place to the other." Then he answered, "I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." Then Father Abraham said, "No, but if someone from the someone even from the dead goes to them, and they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." That's what Abraham told. So this prayer taught us several things. How to pray and how to be in time when we pray. God answers our prayers, but there are certain times that God gives us opportunities one after the other. And then we just refuse to accept those offerings and opportunities. But when it becomes too late, then we pray, and then sometimes God does miracles. I believe in that. But at the same time, as people of faith, we need to constantly and continuously pray for our needs and never skip anything as less important. In Acts chapter 4, we read about a group of people praying. That's what we read in our scripture today. Praying for the people who have been gathered together as church, and praying for the apostles, that they will be strengthened and given boldness to preach the word of God. And this was the prayer, at verse 29 we read, "The people who have assembled there and have gathered there said, 'Now, Lord, look upon their threats.'" They were being imposed upon by the authorities. "Look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." They were threatened with many forces outside. The Jewish religious leaders and also the government forces were trying to put them down and ask them to stop preaching the gospel and gospel of Jesus Christ. So this church was praying to give them boldness. The one thing that I noticed there about their prayer was that usually we pray for removing the troubles, right? "Lord, remove the authorities and let them make favorable decisions about us." But that's not what they were praying. They were not praying to remove the barriers. They were praying in the midst of the barriers and the problems, give the apostles the boldness to preach the word of God. That is what timely prayer to me is. And many times we pray for things to be taken away from us that we don't like. It may be something that we have that we don't like, or something that we want to have that we like. But in the midst of our wants and our desires and our problems, it is about praying for the strength and the faith to sustain us. Sometimes God will answer according to our prayers. Sometimes He will not give our prayers according to what we ask, but according to His will and His plan. But whatever that plan is, let us pray that God will give us the strength and the grace to continue our faith journey in this life. Not to be removed from the world, but to be in the world and stay in faith. Like the three boys who were put in the furnace for their faith. We talked about them today too in our Sunday school. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the book of Daniel. They were put in the fire and they were boldly preaching and standing witness for their convictions and their faith. They were not afraid. They said to the king, "King, our Lord is able to deliver us from this fire that you have prepared for us. But even if he doesn't deliver us, we are not going to worship the idol that you have set before us." They were very bold and they were taken to the fire and they were put in the fire. And you know the story that there was a fourth person, God himself was there, the Son of God, was there walking in the fire with them in the midst of the fire. But I also noticed that they did not pray for the fire to be removed from them. They said, even if God does not rescue from us from this fire, we know a living God who will be with us in the fire. So it is not that we pray, we should not be praying for deliverance from the fire. I mean, it is okay to pray for it. But it is more to pray for deliverance in the fire. Even when we are in the fire, He will be there with us, delivering us in the fire. So don't be afraid when you have to go through fire. God is going to be there with us. So continue to pray and stay constantly in touch with God and stay in prayer. And Jesus said, ask and you will receive. And knock and it will be opened to you. And seek and you shall find. Ask, seek and knock. If you put up those letters together, yeah, yes, okay. Right? Ask, seek and knock. Continue to do that. That God will be there and He will strengthen us even when we have to go through our fires. He will be there. Then there are people who pray a little too early, like me. Because I want to know everything, God, ahead of time. I have 2 months ahead of my vacation coming. I want to know what airline I have to fly in and what tickets that is good praying for it. But it is sometimes you want to know everything and ask God, I want to know it now so I can sleep good at night. I don't know if I told you the story that my wife and went to a lawyer one time about some issues with our business, and not issues but some license that we have to get in the business, and also ask him some questions about our business. And I made a list of things, about 20 or 22 items in that list before I went to the lawyer. And I gave it to him. So we sit down and he looked at his list and started smiling. And he scribbled a couple of items and then the rest of them he just checked off. And about 3 or 4 items he gave us some good answers and said, this is what happens. My questions were, what if somebody sue you? You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? And every one of them with that what if, he wrote, we will cross that bridge when we get there. I learned a lesson. You want to know everything ahead of time. But God says, wait, I am here. I will take care of you when that need comes. So don't be anxious about praying. I mean, be prayerful, but at the same time, don't be worrying about things in the future that God has already settled for you. He has already settled everything for you because He only plans good things for us. And so it is aimed at, a good prayer is aimed at the specific time and the specific need that we are praying for, and God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. The Romans 8:32 is one of my favorite verses. It reads like this: He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over us for us all, how will he will not also with him freely give us all things? God who sent his only son to die for us, even when we were sinners, how much more would he give us freely all that we need in our lives? That is the promise that God has given to his people today. God is not deaf. He is not blind. He sees everything and he listens to every little murmur that we make in our lives and groanings. So be bold and go to God in prayer constantly. Keep that communication line going. You know, we all have this text and all of these things constantly communicating between each other. How about our communication upstairs, with God? Keep that line open all the time and continue to pray that God will answer our prayers, and that is his promises. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go to the closing hymn. Is the precious Lord, take my hand. Before we go there, please be seated one more time, because we have I wanted to tell you the story about this precious Lord, take my hand. It's written by Thomas Dorsey, an Atlanta musician, an African-American musician who wrote this song. In 1932, it was very hard for Dorsey as a man of color to get stages where he can perform. So he traveled outside to many states and performed. And one night as he was in St. Louis performing in a band, he got received a telegram informing that his pregnant wife had died of childbirth. And then a few minutes later, he got another telegram that the baby also died. And he was in the band, he was playing in the band, and he took a brief time and went back to the stage and sobbed himself. And then he could not control his emotions after a few days, and he went into depression. And one day while he was still depressed and was staying in a house of his friend, he saw a piano. And he went there and started playing the piano. And that's when God gave him this song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Let me lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak. He wrote that song and gave music right there, then and there. What a blessing it is to have us sing that song today. So before we go to our closing hymn, we have a membership that we want to accept today. Chuck and Vicky, if you can come forward. Thank you for joining the church today. Chuck and Vicky have been worshiping with us for some time. I don't know, a couple of years now?
Several
years. And they are transferring their membership from another Methodist church. If you want to say what church you're coming from. And
Magnolia Methodist Church in Greenville Springs, Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for joining us here and visiting with us. Can you tell us about yourself or anything that you want to say to church to know?
Well, we lived in Louisiana for 40-some-odd years and moved here to follow our only grandson. So we've been in Georgia now for about 4 years.
So if you all welcome Chuck and Vicky to our congregation today, let us have a word of prayer together. If you all can all take the hymnals, the blue hymnals, and turn to page 38. Since they are coming from the United Methodist Church, we have one question for Chuck and Vicky. And if you say yes, then that's affirmation that the question is answered. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service?
Yes.
And then we are commending them and welcoming them. And members of the household of God, I commend these people to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church.
We renew our covenant, faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Thanks for joining us. Please welcome them as you leave the church. Have a word with them. And also please join us for the lunch if you can afterwards.
Great.
Amen.
Now the closing hymn is Precious Lord Take My Hand, 474. If you are able, please stand. People of God,
amen.
Go in the knowledge that God is always there listening to our prayers. Please stay in prayers continuously for us and for others. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.